And here's what we're going to do for the next hour. And this is why I had to pay attention. We are going to detail for you in the next hour with Jeff Jacoby, combined with the information of the Sound Off sister gave us, a little bit of humor in between, and an article by Dick Morris this morning, how much more you will pay in, as Jeff Jacoby says, it's a tax, brother. It's a tax. Join me on the hotline right now, the Sound Off sister's favorite columnist at the Boston Globe, Jeff Jacoby. Hi, Jeff.
Radio Vice Man. Good morning.
Good morning to you. This is an absolutely outstanding column. Mandatory insurance. Yes, it's a tax. It is the top link on our blog right now. It was perfectly straightforward question, Jeff Jacoby writes. The answer was anything but. President Obama vows not to raise taxes on any American family earning less than $250,000 a year, yet he backs legislation that would force every American to carry health insurance or pay a hefty penalty to the IRS. That, you say in your column, and Jeff tells you why, is a tax.
Well, if it isn't a tax, why is the IRS collecting it? Why is it identified as a tax in the legislation itself? Why does the committee staff report describe it as say that the consequence if you don't maintain insurance will be an excise tax? Why does it say that it's going to be assessed through the tax code? Why does it say it'll be applied as an additional amount of federal tax owed unless it's a tax? And yet there was our fearless, peerless leader, Barack H. Obama, telling George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that he absolutely rejects the idea that it's a tax increase.
Let's listen together, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it before. It's worth hearing again.
How about a matter of first principles? You mentioned these premium increases, but they're not happening as a result of a decision by the government.
Right.
You were against the individual mandate during the campaign. Under this mandate, the government is forcing people to spend money, fining you if you don't. How is that not a tax?
Well, hold on a second, George. Here's what's happening. You and I are both paying $900 on average, our families, in higher premiums because of uncompensated care.
What do you think a stimulus is, you big dummy? He goes on. You're right. He completely dodges the question.
His whole answer comes down to, well, it's not a tax unless I give it that label. As long as I've got a good reason for it, it can't possibly be a tax. Of course, by that argument, nothing will ever be a tax. And you know what? Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe when he said nobody's going to have their taxes raised unless they make more than $250,000 a year, what you had to do was notice the fine print or the asterisk, which said, of course, it will not count as a tax if there's a reason for it. So anything that the Obama administration thinks it's worth charging you more for doesn't count as a tax. It's one of those, it's the kind of definition, the kind of loophole that swallows up the entire rule.
Let's get into the meat of this column and why this column is so good and I'm sure is reverberating around the country. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I encourage you, when you listen to this show, Jeff, my audience actually has to do, I give them homework assignments. They have a homework assignment. I have to read it. You have to read it too. I'm not just going to do listen, we believe in personal freedom. We believe in individual liberty. And we also believe in personal responsibility. And part of that
spoken
is.
Spoken like a right winger.
Well, there you go. I mean, right winger. I think it's spoken like a true American. But at any rate, the meat of this is you cite Massachusetts numbers. Now, you folks in the Bay State may have heard these numbers before, and a lot of you folks like me who live along the border, read the Mass papers, you've heard them before. Would you detail a little bit of what's happened since you've gotten universal coverage?
Well, we got Romney Care put into place. You know, Mitt Romney, former governor, and the Democrats on Beacon Hill in the Massachusetts legislature back in 2006 passed this so-called universal health care program. Basically to require everybody, make it mandatory that everyone has to get health insurance or else they're going to have to pay an extra penalty on their taxes. And Mitt Romney was, going around touting it, banging the drums, talking about how wonderful this was. And at the time that it was passed, he said that, thanks to this law, every uninsured citizen in Massachusetts will have affordable health insurance. The cost of health care will be reduced. And we'll need no new taxes to make this happen. So he was wrong on all those counts. For one thing, to start with the last one first, there absolutely are new taxes. The penalty, if you don't have health insurance, and it's a penalty that gets assessed right through your tax return, this year it's as high as $1,068 per person. So if you're not insured in Massachusetts and you don't fit into one of the exceptions and you don't qualify for Medicaid or one of the other new welfare programs, you can be assessed $1,068. And the amount's been going up every year. So that's number one. Number two, the idea that every uninsured citizen is going to be insured also turns out not to be true. The latest numbers, I looked them up just yesterday when I was doing this column, from the Department of Revenue, and they had a release dated sometime in December 2008, and as of the beginning of last year, there were still more than 200,000 people in Massachusetts who didn't have health insurance.
Jeff, can you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay. There is more. The Mass Healthcare Plan has been, as Jeff said, strike three. You got to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. Jeff Jacoby is with us. He's detailing the failure of the Mass Healthcare Plan, and that's where we're headed. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come right back with Jeff Jacoby.
I'm not covering all the costs.
But it may be fair. It may be good public policy.
No, but George, you can't just make up that language and decide that that's called tax.
I don't think I'm making up. Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Tax, a charge usually of money imposed by authority on persons or property for public purposes.
George, the fact that you looked up Merriam's dictionary, the definition of tax increase, indicates to me that you're stretching a little bit right now.
Notice we're talking with Jeff Jacoby from the Boston Globe. Notice, Jeff, he never, ever answers a question. He just keeps plowing straight ahead. I don't know. It's not a tax. It's not a tax. It's not a tax. We're just going to make you get it.
I'm telling you, his position was, if I had a reason for it, it doesn't count as a tax. What I meant when I said I wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000 was that I wouldn't raise taxes for no reason. That's the footnote. That's the fine print. Not that he won't raise taxes, but that he won't raise taxes without a reason for doing so.
The fine print, as when he all of a sudden it was, you will not have to change your doctor, you won't have to change your insurance. Suddenly the language changed to, you won't be required to.
You won't be required by the government to change. The government may require your employer to get rid of your insurance, but the government itself isn't going to send you a letter saying, "Dear Mr. Jones, now you have to go get a new doctor." You know, while I was while we were in the commercial break, I was looking at some of the mail coming in this morning. I got to read you this one. A reader sends me an email on today's column. It says, "Dear Jeff, you are becoming ridiculous. Mandatory health insurance is good for not only those taking the insurance, but for the wider public. There's a word for what Obama is trying to introduce. It's called Christianity." Now, how do I respond to a guy like that?
I don't know. I think about that one. Listen, as far as they're concerned, you know, he's God, Jeff.
That's right. Who was it? Evan Thomas from Newsweek, who said that Obama is, what was his phrase? Sort of like a God? Sort of God?
Yeah, sort of like a God. Evan Thomas said Obama's like a God. I think I actually have that around here, but I'm not
really,
really sure.
It really is remarkable. The complete lack of intellectual discrimination that kicks in.
Well, right? Here we go.
I mean, in a way, Obama's standing above the country, above the world. He's sort of God. He's going to bring all difference.
Gives me chills, Jeff Jacoby.
Very
so
scary.
Yeah, so he's God's surrogate. He's the Messiah. What, are you kidding me? I don't know how an individual mandate, which is what, by the way, Jesus Christ talked about. He talked to individuals. You should do this. You should do that. You should do this. Not the state. How that suddenly has become, now what we're going to do is we're going to enforce.
It's one of the oldest distinctions between left and right in American politics. Those on the left believe that the way you demonstrate compassion, the way you prove you're a good Christian, the way you show the evidence of your fundamental decency is by raising taxes, enlarging government bureaucracy, taking money out of everybody else's pocket in order to fund a bureaucracy that will do whatever it is you think is a good thing to do. For those of us on the right, the idea of compassion and decency and Christianity and you know, proper values and all the rest of it is you dig into your own pocket. You pull the money that you earned out. You give it to those who need it. You go and you do good things with your own money and your own time and your own effort. And the distinction between the two worldviews is it's absolutely categorical. And I'm not sure that there's ever going to be a way to get those on the left who genuinely believe that compassion means getting the government to do something aren't really engaging in compassion at all.
There's nothing compassionate, and there's certainly nothing generous and loving and kind about stealing money from one person, giving it to another, and then say, look what I just did for you. Let's get to one other part of this. This is a great column, Jeff, and there's just way too much information in here. But one of the things you talk about in here is the idea behind the Romney thing would hold insurance costs down. Reform in Massachusetts, you say, has the exact opposite effect.
Well, costs have not gone down. Premiums in Massachusetts for health insurance are higher than they are any place else in the country. There was a report that came out just a few weeks ago from something called the Commonwealth Fund, and it shows that in Massachusetts, the average family health care plan costs $13,788. $13,788. Even in Connecticut, it's not that high.
I don't think so. Not
prices
the average.
Going through the roof. There's no indication that it's slowing down. They've been rising faster in Massachusetts than in the rest of the country. So if Romney Care, if Obamacare, if this universal mandatory health insurance was somehow designed to bring the cost of insurance down, it didn't work.
It's not going to work because anytime you mandate something, anytime you try price controls, the only thing, well, as we've seen in Massachusetts, anytime you try to use the command economy on a market-based system, the only thing it does is either drive down services or drive up costs.
I dread the day when they're going to get the notion that it would be more efficient and effective for the government to be in charge of selling food than for us to allow the private sector to run supermarkets, or to put the government in charge of making sure that everybody has the right kind of clothing so they won't be able to go to the clothing store. You'll have to go to the government clothing store. We'll end up with higher prices, lower quality. The stuff will fall apart faster, and it will never be available when you need it.
And just remember, vodka in Russia. Jeff Jacoby from the Boston Globe. Go to my blog and read the column now, or go to boston.com if you want to go the quick way. Either way, make sure you read Jeff Jacoby's column. Jeff, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care.
Take care. It's